This is the Riyabu podcast with Simon Littlewood and Mark Lowdy. Simon, you know what it's like when you have to call a customer because they haven't paid you. And you're trying to avoid having to make this call because frankly nobody likes to call customers and chase them for payment. But at the same time, you want to play it cool, right? You want to be sure, chasing for payment, you want to get paid, you want to remind them, you want to say, hey, this invoice is now overdue, please pay. But on the other hand, you don't want to look desperate. You don't want to look like you really, really need the money and please, can I have the money? Because I have my rent due and my staff need to be paid and whatever else. How do you strike the balance between chasing for payment and not looking desperate?
You know what I'm going to say. If you're in a position where you're chasing for payment, that is to say a due date has been passed by a customer and you need that money to operate your business, that's a situation that you have allowed yourself to get into. And whether you like it or not, that is already an adversarial discussion because the customer knows that he's gone past the due date and he knows that that's going to be an uncomfortable discussion. So the secret to preventing this happening is to manage your entire receivables process much, much earlier on in terms of how you set expectations, what you agree in writing, how you engage with the customer immediately after invoicing, and so on and so forth. You know, the word chasing, and it's amazing how commonly this is used in receivables.
Chase for payment, yes.
But it's not a very good word, is it? I mean, when you're chasing, what are you doing? Somebody's disappearing into the distance and you're running after them.
They're running into the distance with your money.
Yes, they think it's their money because probably you've given them a reason for thinking that they should still hang on to it, yes? But to me, it's slightly, you know, raised as I was in rural England in the 1960s, it kind of reminds me of the fox hunt. You know, I just think at the end of it, you know, something is going to be chewed rather a lot, because it has that kind of adversarial kind of feel to it. And the customer might feel that he's going to feel a bit, you know, there's another call from that Mr. Lowdy. Oh, tell him I'm busy. Tell him I'm, you know, yes, at the end of the day.
Nobody likes to be chased either,
well,
right?
But the last thing you want is to be in that position where your customer, who you actually quite liked when you first started selling to him, is fleeing from contact with you. Why is that? Why has that arisen? Look into your situation and find out why that's happened. Go in there under flag of truce and make it clear
is that a white flag or
and make it perfectly clear that you're willing to accept that you may have, you know, made boo-boos in your process.
Made a mistake in the invoice.
Yeah, possibly any mistake. So look, genuinely, I want to see, I know you're a good guy and we had this conversation and we agreed that these were going to be our terms. Obviously, you know, we've come adrift somewhere, you know, can you let me know? So don't be adversarial. Be impeccably generous.
Cash or with your time?
No, with your estimation of the customer's goodwill. Okay, because this is a very difficult area. The area of latitude that people allow themselves when they're rationalizing a late payment. Yes. They give themselves quite a wide latitude. I mean, it's a general human trait that our narrative about ourselves is a positive narrative. You know, we don't think, oh, what a heel I am, you know, to hang on to it. We think, well, you know, if he'd done X, Y, or Z, I would have paid him. And, you know, so you have to understand what their narrative is. You need to buy into their narrative. And then you need to steer it in a different direction, in a loving, gentle way.
So it's the customer service call, like you always say.
It's early engagement. Well, first of all, it's set, you know, often I appreciate many people that are listening to this will already have a pile of overdue receivables because that's why they're listening. And that requires a certain set of behavior, which means going in under flag of truce.
Flag of truce.
Well, because very often you will have already created quite a lot of ill will one way or the other. He thinks he's told you probably a few times that you're doing something wrong. You are so concerned by the pressure to get more cash in because it's affecting your business that you're piling on the pressure. This is a very toxic stew. What you need to do is go in at a relatively senior level and say, what can we do? You know, and at the same time as you're doing that, you need to go back to the beginning of the process where you're generating new invoices for that customer and make sure that that process is impeccably managed in terms of how the expectations are set on payment and agreed, on the clarity of your order taking, product delivery, acknowledgement and billing process, so that you take the sting out of the relationship and reset it. It can be done. You know, it's psychologists often talk about moments of truth. That is to say that where we undergo a stress together, such as a disagreement, and come through it because we collaborate, we end up with a much closer relationship. And actually,
I think the serotonin flows.
It's a, well, yes, it, the, you know, as in the lobster, as you will have heard.
What? The lobster?
Serotonin operates in lobsters.
Is that why lobsters?
They have the same kind of reward structure as we do. And it's good. Some people will appreciate that, but some people probably won't. So leaving the lobsters aside, what we want is we want goodwill and collaboration to prevail. You want your customer to feel good about doing business with you. Yeah. And it's very important that you understand that to the extent you've got into a toxic mess, it may well be down, at least in part, to you.
Yeah.
Start off with the mindset that it is and start to work on it on that basis. And lo and behold, you may well find that those relationships, the nature of that relationship will change significantly. Yeah.
So in conclusion, if you want to chase for payments without looking desperate, remember the lobster.
Indeed.